More than 1 year after the Philadelphia School District fired three principals in the wake of the statewide standardized test cheating scandal, those educators soon could be back on the job. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, arbitrators ruled that two of them should not have been fired.
Michelle Burns, principal at Tilden Middle School several years ago when the alleged cheating took place, has won a ruling reinstating her as a district principal. An arbitrator also sided with Marla Travis Curtis, formerly principal of Lamberton Elementary School, but she is to be demoted to assistant principal. In both cases, arbitrators ordered the district to provide back pay adjusted to reflect a short suspension. It remains unclear if and where the principals could be reinstated. School Administrators Union President Robert McGrogan says the union and the district still need to hash out those details.
We're really in a limbo stage at this point where no final outcome had been determined.
The Philadelphia School District would not comment on the details of the case. It says it's still reviewing its legal options for appeal. The district terminated Burns and Travis Curtis in January 2014, along with former principal Deirdre Bennett. Bennett, who was on staff at Huey Elementary during the alleged cheating, lost her bid to be reinstated through arbitration. In Philadelphia, cheating investigations were split up between the state and the school district based on the severity of the suspicions. The state's Tier 1 investigations in 12 district schools are ongoing. So far, 8 educators have been criminally charged and stripped of their credentials. The district led cheating probes at another 19 so-called Tier 2 schools, including Burns, Travis Curtis, and Bennett. The district has disciplined 15 educators, including firing 3 teachers. With these actions, the district says it has closed the cases connected to the Tier 2 investigations. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.